You would turn now to Ezekiel chapter 36. Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 22 through 38. This is the word of the Lord. Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations to which you came. And I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, and which you have profaned among them. And the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when through you I vindicate my holiness before their eyes. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. You shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. And I will deliver you from all your uncleannesses, and I will summon the grain and make it abundant and lay no famine upon you. I will make the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field abundant, that you may never again suffer the disgrace of famine among the nations, the disgrace of famine. Then you will remember your evil ways and your deeds that were not good, and you will loathe yourselves for your iniquities and your abominations. It is not for your sake that I will act, declares the Lord God. Let that be known to you. Be ashamed and confounded for your ways, O house of Israel. Thus says the Lord God, on the day that I cleanse you from all your iniquities, I will cause the cities to be inhabited, and the waste places shall be rebuilt, and the land that was desolate shall be tilled, instead of being the desolation that it was in the sight of all who passed by. And they will say, this land that was desolate has become like the Garden of Eden, and the waste and desolate and ruined cities are now fortified and inhabited. Then the nations that are left all around you shall know that I am the Lord. I have rebuilt the ruined places and replanted that which was desolate. I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it. Thus says the Lord God, this also I will let the house of Israel ask me to do for them, to increase their people like the flock for sacrifices, like the flock at Jerusalem during her appointed feasts. So shall the waste cities be filled with flocks of people. Then they will know that I am the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Our Lord and our God, we are hungry for you. Feed us now with the food of Christ. We ask in his name. Amen. In Ezekiel chapter 36, we behold the riches of God's grace. We have seen that grace in the jealousy of his wrath, as we heard that the Lord is moved out of love for his people. And we also saw the grace of that love, as we heard that the reason for the Lord's love of his people cannot be found within his people, but only within himself and for the sake of his holy name. Why does the Lord save us? Because he loves us. But why does he love us? Because it was his good pleasure. Even his love is gracious. Even his love is free. And for this we may give thanks and rejoice. For here we may have confidence that our salvation does not depend upon ourselves, but upon him. And there is no greater rock upon which it might rest. And here we learn to rest upon him, to trust in him and in him alone. Here he weans us from looking to ourselves as he invites us to look to him, as he displays before us the unending riches of his grace. He teaches us to look to him for everything. Is this not why our salvation is named a second birth? Like helpless children, nursed at their mother's breast, we are sustained by the milk of his grace. All that we have, all that we are, all that we will be, is given as a gift from his hand. And if we may wonder, everything? In Ezekiel chapter 36, we are assured, yes, everything. For here we find that even our repentance is a gift of his grace, given to us from the kindness of his hand. We saw this before as we compared Ezekiel chapter 36 to Deuteronomy chapter 4. In both Ezekiel chapter 36 and in Deuteronomy chapter 4, we hear the hope of deliverance. But we hear that hope explained in different ways. In both chapters, we find the people of God in exile, cast away from his presence, suffering his judgment on account of their sins. Yet not all is lost. In both Ezekiel chapter 36 and in Deuteronomy chapter 4, we hear the hope of being delivered from his anger and restored to the place of his dwelling. But there is a difference between the two. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, deliverance depends upon repentance. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29, "But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him, if you search after him with all your heart and with all your soul. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, deliverance depends upon a perfect act of repentance, a turning to the Lord with all the heart and with all the soul. But in Ezekiel chapter 36, we find that repentance follows deliverance. It is after the giving of a new heart. It is after the granting of his spirit. It is after they have been brought into the place of his dwelling that his people repent of their sins and turn to him. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, repentance brings an end to exile. In Ezekiel chapter 36, the end of exile brings repentance. And as we ponder how both of these might be true, we are drawn into the mystery of Christ, in whom we find the fullness of God's grace, and where we find that fullness to be without measure. It is in our Lord Jesus Christ that both are fulfilled, the repentance that brings salvation and the salvation that brings repentance. For us, he was baptized with a baptism of repentance. And in his death, he put sin to death. And on the cross, he sought the Lord with all his heart and with all his soul. It was the perfect act of repentance that brought about the end of our exile. And now, having been delivered, his repentance is given to us, so that we may say, it is all of grace. It is all of grace, for it is all of Christ. Glory be to his name. In Ezekiel chapter 36, the Lord here reveals to us our life in Christ. It is presented to us as life in the land of promise, a life that begins and ends with grace. It is the life of the new covenant. Ezekiel chapter 36 does not mention the new covenant by name, but it is the life of the new covenant that is displayed. We need only compare Ezekiel chapter 36 to Jeremiah chapter 31 to see that this is so. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Verse 33, I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. In Jeremiah chapter 31, the Lord promises to write his law upon the hearts of his people. And in Ezekiel chapter 36, the Lord promises to give a new heart to his people. In Jeremiah chapter 31, the Lord promises his people that they will be his people and that he will be their God. And in Ezekiel chapter 36, he promises the same. Ezekiel chapter 36, it concerns the same life as described in Jeremiah chapter 31. A life of repentance and obedience and faith. It is the life of the new covenant. It begins in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 24, with the Lord bringing his people out of exile, bringing them out of exile from among the nations and cleansing them through the sprinkling of water upon them, by which the hardened heart is removed and a new heart is given. The Spirit is put within them, that they might walk in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And having been brought into the land of his presence, at last his people learn true repentance. And the land becomes like the Garden of Eden, like the sanctuary of the Lord upon the earth. And the people themselves increase like a flock. Like a flock set apart for his appointed feasts. In Ezekiel chapter 36, the life of the new covenant is set before us. This life begins with the washing of water. And it ends with the offering of sacrifice. And what we read here in Ezekiel chapter 36 about the life of the new covenant should not sound unfamiliar. For that life may be found in Christ. The life described in Ezekiel chapter 36, it is our life. It is your life in Christ. Not only as that life will be, but even as it is now. We find here a description of the Christian life. A life that begins with the washing of water. A life that ends with the offering of sacrifice. It is the life of the church. It is life in the church. For how does our life in the church begin? It begins with baptism, with the washing of water. By it we are brought out of exile among the nations. By it we are brought into the place of God's presence, into the body of Christ. And what does our baptism represent? A new birth, in which we are given a new heart, in which the Spirit is poured out upon our flesh. And though many are baptized upon their repentance and faith, It is with our children, baptized in their infancy, that we see especially this unfolding story of grace as told in Ezekiel chapter 36. For while believers are baptized upon repentance and faith, the children of believers are baptized unto repentance and faith. They do not come to that repentance and faith outside of the church. They come to repentance and faith as those within it. And while this is more evidently true of them, it is true not only of them, but of us all. For none of us comes to repentance outside of Christ, but only in Him, as the Spirit unites us to Him. It is there that we learn to walk. It is there that we learn to believe. It is there that we learn to trust. It is there that we learn to obey. And our hearts that were once desolate and barren become like a fertile field and a fruitful garden. For there His word is sown in what the Spirit has tilled, and it brings forth within us the life of heaven. This life begins with the washing of water. This life begins with baptism. But where does this life end? It ends in Jerusalem, at her appointed feasts. At the end of Ezekiel chapter 36, the people of God are compared to a flock. And this is not strange, for throughout the scriptures, God's people are called sheep, the sheep of His pasture. But here in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 38, they are likened to a particular flock, the flock for sacrifice, or more literally, the flock of holy things. What is this flock of holy things found in Jerusalem during her appointed feasts? It is nothing less than a flock for sacrifice, as holy things are offered to the Lord upon His altar. And so at the end of Ezekiel chapter 36, in this description of the life of the new covenant, in this description of our life in Christ, we do not only find the people of God worshiping the Lord, glorifying His name, enjoying His presence. We find them as an offering to Him, an offering upon His altar. And in this also we may see the life of the new covenant as our life in Christ and as the life of the church. For at the table of the Lord, we find the presence of the Lord. And what does it mean to come to this table? Does it not mean to offer yourself to the Lord? For at this table, as you are nourished by the sacrifice of Christ, you offer yourselves as a sacrifice to Christ. Here you present yourselves as a living sacrifice to the Lord. And as you here partake of Christ, you are filled with Christ. And what do you become? You become a pleasing aroma to the Lord. Is this not why we call the supper communion? For here we find joy in the Lord. And wonder of wonders, here the Lord finds joy in us. And how could he not, if his Son, by the Spirit, dwells within us? Ezekiel chapter 36 ends in worship. As the people of God are gathered to his house to enter his presence, where they may feast upon him and offer themselves as a feast to him. It is a feast without end, as the Lord in grace gives himself to us. And by that same grace, we give ourselves to him. It is the life of the new covenant. It is life in Christ. A feast without end, joy without end, love without end, grace without end. As we read Ezekiel chapter 36, we discover that the life of the new covenant may be summarized by the sacraments of the new covenant. The life of the new covenant may be summarized in baptism and the Lord's Supper. That life begins with baptism and it ends with the Lord's Supper. And so we may say that the life of the new covenant is synonymous with the life of the church. The life of the new covenant is not only one that will be enjoyed in glory. It is a life that is enjoyed even now within the church. In baptism, we find the beginning of that life. And in the supper, we find the end of that life. It is a life that begins in grace. And it is a life that ends in grace. Do you think it is not so? Do not think that we come to baptism by grace, but to the table by something else. If we are right to understand that repentance is given in Christ, then we must come to the table not only as those who have found repentance, but also as those who are seeking repentance. For if Christ is here, then repentance is here as well. Yes, we do not come to the table without repentance. But we also come to find repentance, to seek it where it can only be found, to find it where it is graciously given in the body and blood of God's Son. Are you in need of repentance? Then come to Him. All that He requires is to feel your need of Him. And even this He gives you. It is all of grace. It is all of Christ. Behold the love of God and the grace of Christ. Grace without measure, love without end. Let us glory in His holy name. Amen.